I'm Joe Palka. This is Day to Day. As we reported earlier, officials now say as many as 76,000 people were killed by Sunday's tsunami. Millions of dollars worth of relief aid will flow into the affected countries. James Dobbins directs the International Security and Defense Center at the RAND Corporation. He's a former U.S. envoy to the Balkans and Afghanistan. He spoke earlier with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
James Dobbins, tell us how the U.S. government distributes foreign aid after a disaster such as this.
Well, a certain proportion of the aid will go through international organizations like the UN Refugee Organization or UNICEF, which takes care of children. Some of it will go through well-established non-governmental organizations like CARE, for instance, would get a grant from the United States government to perform a specified set of of programs to provide relief in certain quantities. Some of it would go through the World Food Program. Indeed, some of it might be provided in the form of food rather than money. And some of it might flow through military channels. That is, the U.S. military might provide certain assets, water purification, for instance. Equipment might be flown in on U.S. Air Force planes and actually installed by U.S. Military personnel under some conditions.
Now, in this situation, it appears to be more difficult than in other situations because of the large geographic area that the disaster has encompassed, as well as the many nations involved in terms of bureaucracy. How does one streamline that and get the aid there quickly and efficiently?
Well, I think that it is much more complicated because of the number of countries involved and the geographic scope of the disaster, as well as the human toll that it's taken. Now, the U.S., of course, can allocate its money depending on what it conceives of as its priorities, which of the countries are most important to the United States, which ones have suffered most damage, which are least capable of themselves dealing with the damage. And that will allow the U.S. to allocate funding. But then the broader question is how does the world as a whole allocate its funding? Because if every country has its separate calculation based on the factors that I've suggested, then the aid could end up being very skewed, and a high proportion of it going to one area and low proportions going to other areas where perhaps the need was greater.
Yesterday, former President Bill Clinton said it's really important that somebody take the lead in this. Who do you think that should be?
Well, within the U.S. government, it probably in the short term would be the director of USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, who tend to coordinate disaster relief abroad and have teams designed to do that. Internationally, that's a different question. It's probably the Secretary General of the United Nations and his Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Relief Operations who are the logical people to coordinate the wide range of UN agencies that would be involved in an effort of this sort. But the question arose, and perhaps former President Clinton was thinking that some world-renowned figure with experience in the area be designated, for instance, as the Secretary General's special representative for this purpose, somebody who could have access to world leaders, to cabinet-level officials, who would have authority to coordinate the various UN agencies involved and have influence with the national efforts that many countries were considering.
James Dobbins directs the International Security and Defense Center at the RAND Corporation. He joined us from his offices in Washington, D.C., and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.